Praise God for you. We appreciate each and every one of you. My name is Bonita Cates. I'm in New Jersey. We just dance in the glory of God today because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it. And praise his name and be the minister in the marketplace. I'm going to open the call up in prayer, and I'm excited to hear what thus saith the word by our messenger. Good morning, Father God. We come to you this morning full of grace, mercy, and love. Father, we appreciate and we don't take it lightly that you woke us up this morning. You sent your angels of mercy to keep us, Father, that we woke up this morning and we had you on our mind. So, Father, we thank you for that, and we will walk out into this day and be ministers in the marketplace. Father God, we just so much appreciate that you seeded this idea that we could gather in the morning and hear your word. You seeded the idea in two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who is the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle as she stretches so many of us listeners and team players. Father, we just love these awesome women of God, and you've nurtured them, Father, to be mentors. We appreciate that you've done that for us, Father, that you love us just that much. We appreciate the fact that Artists International is a foundation that so many of us have had the opportunity to meet other people under, but not so much as that, Father, but we appreciate the fact that Artists International is a house, a place where we can come to help others through nutritional products and information, Father. So we love that you have sent us Artists and the Des de Leon family. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you for that. We are ready to hear what the word is going to come this morning, this day, and we are ready to hear how you're going to feed us, Father, through this messenger. So we will put on our spiritual seatbelt. We are in the telecommunications sanctuary where we are going to get ready for this word. Just so you know, Satan, you can have a seat in the sanctuary with us, but you will not disturb us. There's no place for you to cause confusion on this call. So if you're ready, Satan, to hear something that's going to be positive, great. But if you come to cause confusion, you can go ahead out the door that you came in. Just letting you know that, Satan.
Amen.
Father, we love you. Amen, amen, and amen. And I'm going to turn the call over to our host this morning.
Thank you so much, Minister Vanita. Can you hear me, precious sister?
Loud and clear, Minister Robin.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. And along with Minister Vanita, we welcome you to the Master's Call. Thank you so much for greeting the people and getting us ready to move forward so we can hear the word of God. We are glad that you are here. We know that you had a wonderful Thanksgiving yesterday, and you're probably ready to hear the word, get on the MMC call, and then go out there and shop. But before we do any of that, let me tell you a little bit about the Master's Call. Our call was founded by Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is the ambassador of Artists International, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. She is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. They gave us a scripture that we stand on, and it reads in Psalms 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." You see, the women of God, they listen to the Lord. They have fellowship with him. They have a relationship with him. They heard his voice, and the vision has come forward. And we are all being enriched. We are being enhanced, and we are empowered believers as we begin every single day of our life. And that's the mission statement they gave us. And I can definitely say that is being done in my life, and I'm sure it is being done in yours. We have a website address also where every message from the first day that we started on October 25th, 2010, all these messages have been archived on this website. And you can feel free to go to The Master's Morning Call, .wordpress.com. The Master's Morning Call, .wordpress.com. Share the messages with your friends, with your family. I've seen the messages downloaded, so feel free to just eat the Word of God and pass it on. We also have an email address for you, and on this email, you can send us any prayer requests, any praise reports. If you would like to be part of our team, we welcome you. And don't forget, Friday, because of emails that we have received, we are going to pray for you every single Friday. We stay on the call a little bit longer, and we take your praise reports, we take your prayer requests, and we go before the throne room to bring it to the Lord. And that email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And then immediately following this call, we jump on our morning motivational call hosted by Dorothy Cook and her team. We're going to find out more about Artists International. There are so many things going on. I'll come back a little bit later and tell you about 90K in 90 days. Also, I'll give you the phone number for the MMC call. But right now, let me go ahead and tell you about one of the founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You know her as our Mother Eagle. We love her. She shares the Word of God with us. She stretches us. She's the co-founder of this call. She is also a prophetic teacher of the Word. She's the senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center. She travels internationally spreading the good news about Jesus. She ministers practical and prophetically. She's also an Artists International distributor. She is getting ready to get married. God brought her her Boaz, and she resides in Dallas, Texas, with her precious mom, Mother Josie, that we all love. So I'm going to call to the line. I know that she has something great to share with us so that we can continue to be spread and to hear what God has to say. Are you there, Mother Eagle, Vanessa, Dr., co-founder, Weatherspoon?
My. All those titles. Yes, I am here. Good morning, Minister Robin. Thank you for your leadership as our prayer general. Thank you for always being that pillar and that post to keep us moving and going on. And I appreciate you, Miss Benita. Continue to let the Lord use you as you shine and grow and as you greeted God's people on this faithful Friday. I'm sure some of us had a full day yesterday, eating, fellowshipping, full of fun and family. And some of us have already probably had our first run on shopping. I know my family, my sister-in-law, I should say, and my cousin, they are truly faithful shoppers Thanksgiving. But I just hold down the fort here at the house. But I am excited in this Thanksgiving season that God is continuing to show himself faithful to us. So on behalf of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and myself, we are humbled, we are honored that the Lord allowed us this assignment of the Master's Call and to have a place, as Godmother calls it, the breakfast with the champions, to have a place where you can come eat the Word, sit at God's table, feast on what he has for you. And this morning, I want to just minister what the Lord has been putting on my heart. I've been chewing on it and just felt that I needed to share this today, because as we end this year and as the prophetic word goes forth, you know, the theme that God gave me in the beginning of this year was in 2013, God is manifesting our God-ordained dreams. And it's up to us as we've walked through January now down here to the 29th of November with just a month to go, that we are still faithful, firm, and focused on the promises of God that we know are yea and amen. But we want to make sure through the journey, through the process, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, that our motives for the message, our motives for the mandate, our intentions are lining up with the will of God. So I want to briefly talk this morning on let all of our goals reflect godly intentions. Let all of our goals reflect godly intentions. I'm sure most of you on this line have a dream board, a dream book. I got my little pictures planted and posted on the wall. My mother found kind of scary, but it's a mission. My little eighth grade picture and another picture of me when I was in college and seminary when I was that 10, 12. I'm calling it in before this March 1st wedding date and doing my part to make it happen. But I put it up and I look at it every day. And many of the desires of my heart that I want to make sure that my intentions, though, my goals are godly, because a lot of times we can get caught up in the flesh and it's not faithful and lining up firmly with the word. So let all of our goals reflect godly intentions. I'm going to chew on that. And I'm really taking this, I love to listen and read, especially on TBS channel, to us some of the different speakers, and many of them are not believers, but their principles are based on biblical truths, and I often take what they teach and apply the word, and one of them is Dwayne Dyer. I read many of his books, and he is not a practicing Christian, but a lot of his principles are. I'm going to take some of those principles that he teaches on the power of intention and line it up with some biblical scriptures that I think will help encourage and enhance us as we decide on goals, as we decide on the dreams and desires, making sure our appetite lines up with what does the word say about it. And first, we want to be on the same page. So let's define what does intention mean. Well, according to Webster's Meridian Online Dictionary, the noun for intention is a course of action that one intends to follow. And there again is one aims to follow. An intention is an aim that guides our action, an aim that guides our action. It's an objective. I really like that one. What is your intention? That's your objection. You know, we use it in the preference in the context of with respect to marriage. Do you have honorable intentions? Well, we're going to go through probably today, won't finish all 12 of them because I really want to take time and make sure as we're headed toward our goals, as we're on these 90 days to 90K, making sure that our motives, that the journey perfects us and our intentions, our goals, our desires line up with us as the will of God. You know, I've always taught and so blessed that I've learned all my life because I've heard some bad teaching about wealth and money, and I've learned through the years you can never become what you despise. If you've had some liminal bad teaching that nobody needs all that money or that they must be crooked or done something wrong to have all that wealth, you'll sabotage yourself going toward the wealth that God intended for you to have. Because we quote Roman, 1 Timothy, but Timothy said, the love of money is the root of all evil. He didn't say money was, because money is a neuter. Money is like a habit. It's a good or bad, depending on the one who and how it's used. And so with our intentions, let's make sure that they're honorable intentions as we want to build generational wealth. Why? Because what it can do for our family, what it can do for our ministries, what it can do for us helping others. You know, if I'm drowning, it's hard for me to pull out and throw out a life raft and save both of us. So we're talking about through the journey that the things that need to be perfected, the edges that need to be rough edges that need to be smooth. You know, I've often been taught this other colloquial, money doesn't change people. Money only amplifies what was already within. Wow. Money doesn't really change people. What are you saying, Dr. V? Well, if most people were corrupt, they just couldn't be as corrupt because they were broke. And now that they have a little money, let that corruption unfortunately shine. And see, but when we're good, when we have money, we just do more things to be helpful to others. So we want to get perfected. We want to be cleaned up from the inside out so that the very blessings we desire don't contaminate us, don't derail us, but allow us to grow and be all that God desires us to be. And so we're really, really, really asking God during this season where everybody's in a giving mood, a loving mood, but some folks were, and I was watching TV this morning when folks were fighting in the store trying to get that thing on sale. But what are our intentions? Let all of our goals reflect godly, godly intentions. Well, let's start off with the first principle. Want more for others than you do for yourself. Want more for others than you do for yourself. Let me give you scripture, Romans 12, verse 10. Romans 12, that whole chapter of 12 is a character-building chapter. It is about how we carry ourselves day in and day out. But that 10th verse, let's highlight, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. You know, too many times our philosophy is not biblical. I'm praying for us four and no more. Whenever I send in a prayer request even, it's just about my needs, my wants, my desire, my circle of influence. Oh, yeah, I just keep looking straight ahead and say amen or oh me. Are we praying for others? How many of us on Thanksgiving even thought about going down and volunteering on a feeding program or giving canned goods or of your abundance? Preferring to help one another. That's a mindset that has to change now so that God can trust us to give us more. See, we can't be problem solvers if the only problems we want to solve are just our own. God blesses us to be a blessing. What are our intentions? Want more for others than we do for ourselves. And that, yeah, that goes against the flesh because the flesh is always in survival mode. But we're not being fleshly or carnally led. We're being spiritually led. So when our flesh is hollering like, I'm not stretching like that. I'm not going to give up that. That may not leave enough for me. God is your source. God is our Jehovah Yireh. Yes, we operate in wisdom, but we better operate in obedience. What is God saying about that? Well, his word says to prefer one another. See, the whole model of Jesus is servant leader. The whole biblical model of leadership is to prefer the other, to serve the other. And that goes against everything mainly the world tries to teach us in corporate America and business structures to look out again for us four no more. But the word says, the Bible tells us, Jesus says all the time, for the least of these, who will deny yourself? Those words, see, deny that four-letter cuss word to our flesh is saying, crucified and look for an opportunity to bless. How many times have we been taught, according to the word, that when you're going through something to give the devil the black eye, you go out and be the blessing in that exact area? If you're hurting or in pain, go to the hospital and visit somebody else, or pick up the phone and call and encourage somebody else. When you are financially strapped, there are some things you can do and bless others that are absolutely free. Just be the instrument of serving, preferring the other that God can use. Don't say ouch or amen, because too many times our flesh, even in this giving, Thanksgiving season, we do it in limited boundaries of what is convenient and comfortable. God, you know, I have a professor, we had this saying, it dropped in my spirit. Dr. Lovett used to make us so mad at school, but he would say it all the time. God came to afflict the comfortable and to comfort the afflicted. Now, some of y'all will probably catch that next week. But he said Jesus came to afflict, in other words, to make some of us who've been uncomfortable in our mediocrity, uncomfortable in our ordinary when we have an extraordinary Holy Ghost inside of us. Jesus came to rattle it. Scandalizio in the Greek, in Galatians 5, for some of y'all who love scandal, scandalizio when Jesus would say things that so contradicted the status quo. He'd cause a scandal. He'd make them look, but it was a good kind of scandal that made them question their motives and their intentions. Oh, we're talking about this morning, and I am only on the first one, and my time's almost up. Let all of our goals reflect godly intention. At least get the second one in. Think from the end. Think from the end. In other words, see yourself victorious. See yourself already with the house, the car, the job, the mate, the position that you desire. We know that one. That's where the dream boards come in. That's where the world has taught us better than we've allowed the church to. We know the scripture that's foundational for that in Romans 4:17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and what? Calleth those things which be not as though they were. In other words, stand at your alpha. Today, there may be an alpha. Today, you thought for sure you'd be at least a diamond president, and we're still struggling at manager B. Today, at your alpha, in the midst of drama, mess, and confusion, were you determined to have the victory in Christ Jesus with the eyes of faith? See your omega. See yourself victorious. That's when you put up that picture of where you desire to be and get all of the heavens to align with the will and the desire of God. See yourself victorious. Get out of your ear gate and your eye gate the holy haters who can't climb and soar. I say it all the time, and that's why it's the theme of our ministry, Gathering of the Eagles. You cannot hang out with turkeys, folks who always talk a lot but going to wobble and gobble and not go any further and think you're going to soar to higher heights. You definitely can't be with the chickens who scurr. They're not even scared. They scurr all the time. They're full of fear and doubt. It can give you more reasons why it can't work. And you can't hang out with buzzards, because all buzzards want to talk about is dead issues. If you notice a buzzard and a vulture, they only eat the dead things on the side of the road. They won't speak life. They won't speak resurrection. They just want to keep stuff dead. They want to keep rehearsing that divorce. They want to keep rehearsing that failed business. They want to keep rehearsing everything and give power to what didn't work and not look to the God of possibilities and opportunities. You are an eagle that will soar higher through the storms and above up to that destiny and that purpose. The eagle that sees 2 miles ahead and only comes down to swoop and take living things and bring them up higher. All today, think from the end. And then that third principle of 12, so we'll have to finish this later, is be an appreciator. Be an appreciator. Look for what is valuable in your life. Like a house appreciates. It may your head, and it's gaining value as you stay there day by day. Be an appreciator, a motivator, an encourager. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. So let me give you a word with this. Wrestle with the word and make sure God's word wins. In 1 Thessalonians, when Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica in that 18th verse, he said, in everything give thanks. He didn't say in just the things that feel good. He didn't say just the things that you wanted. And he didn't say just in the things that you and your posse agree on. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In other words, get your praise on no matter what's going on. Choose to activate the atmosphere and appreciate that even though I may have just experienced a TKO in the spirit, that I'm going to learn what I need to learn. I'm going to eat the meat and spit out the bones. As long as I can look up, I'm going to get up and go on stronger. I'm going to stay in God's faith gym and build muscles of faith, not fear. I'm going to stay and become firm in my convictions and my beliefs that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But how am I going to do the process? I'm going to give him thanks. In Psalms 107, that first verse in the 107th division of Psalms says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Today we're talking about let all of our goals pass the godly intention test. Filter it through God's word. Check out our motives. Make sure our heart is pure before God, because God does not bless mess. God will not co-sign foolishness. God will not get in a duo with deceit. So we must ask God, search my heart. Make sure my intentions, my objective, my goal glorifies you. And then I can give you the glory, knowing that it's already done and I'm just walking it out. Let all, not some, let all of our goals, as we complete the rest of this year, as we're on our way to 90,000, 90K in 90 days, we want to make sure every step along the way we do it to the glory of God. We have the good godly character, and we are so consistent, knowing that if my goals are godly, he will fulfill all my intentions. Amen and amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for that word, Pastor Vanessa. I will call you back after we have our prayer requests and just a few additional announcements. But at this time, I'm going to call Minister Tiffany to come forward with our prayer request. Are you there, Minister Tiffany?
I don't see her on the board this morning.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and I'll bring them forward. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord. Thank you for yesterday. Each person enjoying time with their family members and just thanking you. We thank you every single day. But, Lord, we want to thank you today as we continue to bring prayer requests forward. Thank you, Lord God, for the new great-grandbaby that has been brought into this world, Father, the mighty man of God. We know that you have a plan and purpose for him in the Preston family. Father God, thank you for Joni, Lord God. Thank you for Mother Josie and Mother Ina, Father, for being their healer, for being their deliverer, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for every person that's under the sound of my voice, Lord. We want to ensure that our goals and our intentions are godly. We are going to continue to put you first in everything that we do. We are going, Lord, to be the eagle that you told us to be, soar high in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, as we continue to go forward and as we continue to be that minister in the marketplace, we thank you for being the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. You are over our life, you are in charge of our life, and you are doing great and mighty things in each and every single one of us in the name of Jesus. Well, family, let me go ahead and give you these additional announcements. I mentioned to you that we have an MMC call, the morning motivational call. Again, that number for you is 530-881-1300. PIN code 539-598 pound. You heard Pastor Vanessa mention 90K in 90 days. Well, that is an awesome campaign that we have going on. You can find out more about that on the MMC call. We have a conference call number every night where you can hear about it. You may want to get some of your friends and family on the line, but you'll hear additional information as soon as you get on that call. And don't forget also, we have the Kings of Artists, our empowerment conference. It is taking place January 10th through the 12th in Houston, Texas. That's going to be held at the Marriott Hotel at Hobby Airport. You can register in your back office. There are so many announcements that I have not had the opportunity to mention to you, but us as Artists International Distributors, go to your back office. Today is Black Friday, but really it's a Good Friday. We have specials going on. Make sure you do that. Take care of that before you go outside and go shopping. Purchase additional products. Share them with the people when you're standing on Praise God. So without any further delay, I'm going to bring Dr. Vanessa forward, but don't forget, today is Friday. We take your prayer requests. We take your praise reports. Feel free to stay on the line with us. Many of you do. And you can rejoice with us, and you can intercede with us as we listen to what people want us to bring before the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Dr. Vanessa, will you please come forward and seal this call, and then we will continue with our prayer request immediately following. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Thank you, woman of God. So appreciate you, our prayer general, for all you do and for excellent job hosting us on this faithful Friday. Father God, we just thank you for your word as you search our hearts and filter through that which is of you and that which is not, so that our intentions are glorified and are all godly in your sight. We thank you for each and every family that's represented on this call or that will call in later and listen or go to the website and listen. We thank you that we are shaping destiny by being a place, a pillar, where the word of God goes forth each and every day. Father, as we leave this call on this Thanksgiving weekend, continue to encourage our hearts. Let us continue to enjoy this time of family, of fellowship, and even good food. And on this Friday, where the world calls it Black Friday, because this time black means wealth. It means in the black, having the more than enough, that it's a better day. It's a better day because it's a good Friday in Jesus. So we thank you today that all hearts and minds are encouraged. And for those who this has been a hard season, you are their good Friday, of their comforter, their provider, Father, their peacemaker. We love you and we thank you, and let us be your instruments as we leave this call. Let us be your mouthpiece as we leave this call. Let us be your hands extended as we leave this call, pointing others always back to you in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. For some of you all who will be going on to the morning motivational call, thank you. I see Godmother on the board. I thank you for your continual support for this call, as many of us will definitely be going over to support the morning motivational call this Friday and throughout this weekend. Be blessed. Walk in the favor of God, and we'll hear you again on this call for those who have to leave, those who have to stay, who desire to go to our time of taking prayer requests. Every Friday, we do take out that time, carve out that space of time where we take your prayer requests, your petitions before the Lord, because one of the main mandates of the Master's call is intercession. It's to stand in the gap and make up the hedge and bombard heaven for the people of God and definitely for our artist family. So if you would hit *6, it will bring you in the queue, and we can continue to lift you up in prayer. And wow, the queue is already full. Well, we're going to start with our beloved evangelist on the West East Coast, Miss Joni. Good morning. Blessed Thanksgiving weekend. And let me make sure I got you.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa.
Good morning,
family. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. God is good. I just want to pray right now. I want to ask for prayer for my friend. She probably still on the line, Eleanor, for her daughter Pam, that God give them a loving relationship, mother and daughter, a godly one. And I want to ask a prayer for the devil tried to attack me this morning, 4 o'clock. I woke up with my tongue so swollen. I don't know if it's for something I ate or what's going on, but the devil's a liar. So I've been working on that. And I started my 7th treatment Monday. So God got it. God is able. And I just stay firm. And I thank you.
And who was the, you know we got you. I got Pam, the daughter. What was the mother's
name
again?
The mother's name, Eleanor. The daughter's name is Pam. I'm sorry.
You said Eleanor?
Elnora.
Elnora. Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. And Pam. And we will definitely be covering you as you start your 7th treatment on Monday. And we know all is well. You are definitely our miracle in the making. All righty, we're going to head up to the East Coast. Good morning, Siobhan. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Dr. Vanessa, and happy Thanksgiving to you, happy Thanksgiving, MNC family. And I just wanted to just call and just thank you and Dr. PK for this call. As it is, I'm just ready to go in for work in a very quick moment. So I just thank the Lord for all his blessings, breath, and able body this morning to be able to move about. And I just pray that you guys have a blessed, blessed weekend.
Oh, blessings to you. Blessings to you. We hate you have to go into work, but we just pray for a blessed day and a blessed weekend. And it is always such an honor to see you be there on the board and to call in. And we just love you, love you, love you. All righty. Now headed out all the way to the West Coast. Good morning, Ms. Ronnie. How are you today?
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. I'm truly blessed. God bless you, TMC family. TMC family.
That's all right.
God bless you. Happy belated Thanksgiving, and everything is thankful. I just give God praise for how he's working things out in every area. I have a request for me today. I saw the 12 years of slavery. I mentioned that, and I don't know, something got stirred up in me. Working in a building with all white folks, they said I was being whatever. I don't know. Anyway, my prayer request is that when I return, that's behind me. I don't see what I did, but that's behind me now. Anyway, I pray that there's a peace and a calm. I can be the light of Christ in the place and keep a smile on my face. My prayer request is that if it's time to move on, I pray the Lord show me. I can't see myself. Humility, I don't lack, but just pray for me. I can't even find the words to say.
All right. But, you know, I just hear the Lord telling me to tell you that when you stay in his presence, just, you know, this is a time where you got to have some carve out in the midst of the busy weekend, some me time and God time where he can do a surgery on your heart and give you that Isaiah 26:3, the peace that surpasses our understanding. Because in the midst of injustice, unfairness, grieving, whatever our emotions sometimes are overtaking us, only when we get in the presence of God can he do the supernatural surgery. And then when we get that, we hold on to that, and we don't allow the devil to get us out of that position. So I'm just speaking the peace of God into your heart and to your spirit, the calmness of God. When you first said that a couple of times ago, I laughed because I remembered, many of y'all may be too old, young to remember, but I remember when Roots first came out, and I was a student at Spelman, but I was also a student at Georgia Tech. We have what's called a dual degree program where we go to school on both campuses and get a degree from both colleges. And I remember the struggle because Spelman, of course, is an all-black campus environment, and Georgia Tech, you know, we were a speck, all white. And I remember the struggle going to school every day, looking at all my white students and wanting to just go up and slap one and say, that's for my grandmama, that's for my great-granddaddy, you know, just, and I remember that. And maybe you brought it back like, boom, like it was yesterday. And I remember the only way I got through that, because that was real. And for many of you all who walked through that and who are facing injustice 2013, that we know are not right. You know, how did our great-great-great-great-great-grandparents make it to have us live the blessings that we're living now? Is they had such a close, abiding relationship with Christ. And not saying yours is or isn't. That's not a thermometer for any of us to judge. But what we do know is in the presence of God is fullness and joy, and his blessings are forevermore. Darkness and light cannot stay in the same place at the same time. So we have to shut down and get in God's presence and cry out to God so that the surgery of the Holy Ghost can come in us and work through us. And that's what I'm speaking into your spirit, because you're going through this too long. It hits something very real, because a lot of times righteous anger bursts a movement. You know, righteous anger is what made Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and Martin Luther righteous. The key word, righteous anger, is what God uses in us to make us sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I just felt that that was not just for you. That was for a lot who are on this line. So I wanted to take our time and just speak to your spirit. And we're all wide open right now, because in holiday season, the enemy attacks even more and our emotions kind of blow a fuse. Thank you for your transparency. I so appreciate that, Ronnie. And I just know that God wants to encourage all of our hearts with that. Amen. All righty, we got you covered, Miss Ronnie. We're going to go to Indiana. Miss Jackie, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, God. Morning to you all. Happy Thanksgiving, belated Happy Thanksgiving. I just want to try and quickly say I'm putting in a prayer request.
Okay.
I've been going through quite a bit in my life here in the last few weeks, but God has put me in a place of peace, and through it all, the enemy recognized it, and we had been praying for unity in our family, and I've been celebrating this unity. And through the course of what I've been going through, all of a sudden my brother rose up and rose up against me. And it really was hurtful, because I had no idea why. But I have since talked to him, but, you know, he's relentless. He's standing on where he's standing, but that is his drama and not mine. But I've released him, forgiven him, released him, and ask God that whatever I may have done, because I have no idea. But I know that he went in and tried to spread poison throughout the family and cause problems within the family itself. My sister and I only have one sister. And believe it or not, growing up, we were in the same family, but we didn't have a closeness of sisters, of sisterhood. And now we do. And he tried to destroy that. But the devil's a liar, and that will not be destroyed. And also last week I requested prayer for Caleb, who was returning home from school. And on his way home, Caleb was stopped and arrested. And we had to drive down to the college yesterday and pick Caleb up. So he is home with the family, so I asked you to continue covering him in your prayers. And as we were driving home yesterday, and he drove back, and I sat in the front seat with him while the rest of the family that was with us, his mom and his siblings, were in the back, and they were talking. Caleb and I was talking, and I realized that the person that I was talking to was a person that I didn't recognize. But he's still covered under the blood. He still has the calling over his life. And I think Caleb is trying to run from that, but I asked you to keep him covered in prayer, as I will continue to pray for him, because, you know, it's always like when you're right there at the threshold of the breakthrough, maybe you can't see it with spiritual eyes, but Satan can see it, and he tries to cause all havoc to keep you in disbelief on what is there for you. So keep us covered in your prayer. And I also, one other prayer request, I'd like to request for a young lady. For right now, her name is Deborah Jackson. If you would keep her covered in your prayers. She was just told just prior to the holiday season on Wednesday, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, that she has breast cancer. But she went on with her Thanksgiving Day celebration. So I don't know this young lady very well, but I know that God is able to heal. He is still in the healing business. So keep that family, the Jackson family and the Blackwell family, covered in your prayers.
All righty, and I've got you covered, and we know that that battle is already won with you and your family. The devil's just trying to do some last-minute blows, but he cannot and will not win. Amen. So we've got you definitely covered, Miss Jackie, in prayer and for Caleb, definitely covering your seed. Miss Candy, good morning, good morning, good morning. One of our prayer warriors. The floor is open. You're unmuted, Miss Candy, so make sure you've unmuted your phone.
Good morning. Can you hear me? I had myself muted.
That's what I thought. And yes, so we hear you now. Good morning.
Good morning. I started talking and anyways, I would like to lift up my friend Garland Johnson, who is in Tampa, Florida, the area. He had knee surgery. He's had difficulties with his knees for several years. Had surgery on one several years ago, and then he had to wait, and had surgery on the other one, and things didn't go quite right. So now he is just had surgery 2 weeks ago, and just lift him up and, you know, for a speedy recovery, and that his knees will be.
I'm sorry, Candy. What was his first name again?
Garland. G-R-L-A-N-D, Garland.
Okay, I heard it right. Okay, great. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Oh, all right. Praise God. Amen. Thank you. And a blessed Thanksgiving weekend to you, my sister. All right, to Houston, Texas. Good morning, Miss Sharon. How are you? Miss Sharon, you're unmuted. There you go. I'm telling you, y'all have to unmute you. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you? Blessed Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes, I'm blessed. Happy Thanksgiving weekend to everybody. I want to start off with a praise report. My boss, Bill Ulrich, that you've been praying for brain cancer. I've spoken with his daughter, and he's doing 100-piece puzzles right now, and the scripture we've been standing on, his health is speedily recovering, is working, and I just thank all of y'all for praying for him. And I want to my father's having a small surgery to remove a screw in his big toe on his right foot on Monday, and I just ask for prayer because, you know, he's in his 70s, so we just want to cover him even for a small surgery, and that things will work. And I want to thank you. I know that yesterday and today you covered my long email, and I won't go into it, but I thank you for covering that in your lessons, and you are just a blessing to me. God bless everybody.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, you know we love you. Amen. The queue was full, so I had to clear it. So if there was anybody else before we go to a time of prayer. All right, I see Ms. Ronnie is back in queue. Robin, just a second. Minister Robin, let me do. Yes, ma'am, Ms. Ronnie. Did you have another question?
I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm sorry, I forgot Richard and that foot again. He's back in the hospital again, and he won't stay off of it for 2 months. This is over a year we've been going through this, and they're looking for a nursing home to put him in. Hopefully he'll stay the 2 months this time. So just keep Richard on the list.
Okay, Richard. No problem.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Amen. Now, Minister Robin.
Yes, Dr. Vanessa, we were informed last night during dinner that my grandma, who's 97 years young, they rushed her to the hospital last night with gout. So if we can lift up Beatrice Graham, that would be great. We know she is the healed of the Lord, but that was what the news was late last night. Thank you.
Mother Beatrice?
Yes.
Work out. All righty. I got it. And wanted to continue to ask all of you all to pray for Miss Willie Singleton. She had been a survivor over 18 years of breast cancer, and it came back with such a vengeance, and they're already talking about taking her to hospice. I did have her son come by and pick up the products. I've been trying to call the last two or three days, to see, you know, did they listen to Pastor John tape, and are they giving her the product? And I just blessed them with quite a few bottles and telling them to take, you know, have her drink almost a bottle a day. So just be praying that she takes it, and I'm just believing God for a turnaround. And we just are asking you for the whole family, a very close knit family. It's just been a blessing to the community for years, the Singletons, and her husband, Leroy. He's not doing well at all. So, you know, you've been married a long time like that. He won't leave her side. So if you could keep Miss Willie Singleton lifted up in prayer. Are there any other prayer requests? I don't want to leave out anybody on these faithful Fridays where we're given the opportunity to cover everybody in prayer. All right, well then we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Many of you all who are just so faithful and stay on the line and become our circle of intercessors, our prayer partners. Good morning, Miss Tiffany. I see you made it to the line, so we're so glad that you're okay and you're there. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for being God. We thank you on this Thanksgiving weekend, as many have taken the time and paused, some for the first time, to tell you thank you. For those of us who've known you and thanked you for all the seasons of our lives, we as intercessors stand in the gap and make up the hedge, as you told us to in Ezekiel, to speak to the atmosphere, to do the Mark 11, to speak to these mountains, and do not waver, have no doubt in our hearts, and we know that these mountains shall move in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for your intervention, for your supernatural blessings with each and every one. We speak out Joni's name. We thank you that we're praying for Elnora and Pam to have the godly relationship. Father, we cancel the assignment that the enemy's tried to bring of strife and confusion to keep mother and daughter apart. But we thank you that you are knitting their hearts in the love of God, the agape love, and forgiveness. Father, forgiveness. We send the word in Jesus' name. And a swollen tongue is a name. And we cancel any and every attack of the enemy against Joni's body. We just apply the blood of Jesus, the Jehovah Rapha healing virtue, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And even as she goes to this treatment Monday, we thank you that you are with her. We speak to every cell, every organ, every tissue, and we command it to line up and perform and function according to God's word. Now, Father, not that she will be restored, but that even the 30, 60, 100-fold better health, greater health, holistic health, we speak to Joni. We thank you for her love for you and her testimony as she's been to many. And we just thank you for Siobhan calling in just to say thank you, just to announce to the heavenlies and notify all of hell that our heart is full with a gratitude and a love for you, Jesus. We thank you for her circle of influence, all that know and love her, her going in and her coming out, her love for her church and her praise team. Continue to bless them. Continue to do the exceeding abundantly above in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Ronnie. We love her ability to be transparent and to be honest, Father, about the struggles. Define why this is getting in her spirit and in her space, and why you are allowing it to deal with her for the righteous anger, and but give her the alignment of prophetic peace that she can understand and still be your messenger with a message from you. You said to be angry and sin not in Ephesians 4:26. And Father, you told us in Luke 14 to have our words always seasoned with your mercy and your grace. So I thank you that you're perfecting everything that's concerning Robin, as you promised in your word in Psalms 138:8. Now we send the word to Richard. We thank you for that Damascus Road experience, and we still are locked in agreement. Father, like Paul, sometimes it has to be the ultimate encounter with you. Now I thank you that he will submit and commit to this process of going to of the nursing home of the 2 months to do what is necessary so that his body can heal. In the name of Jesus, I just speak the peace of God, the joy of God, the anointing of God in Ronnie's heart and her family. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Jackie. Father, you know her desire for unity with her family. Nothing is too hard for you, God. And where the devil would try to come in, you said that you would come in, the Spirit of the Lord, and you would lift up a standard. Father, we curse this assignment of the enemy that would try to bring strife, division, and confusion. All we decree and declare the unity in the Holy Ghost, the peace of God. All we speak of 1 Corinthians 4:3, pull the blinders off of her brother's eyes, that he may choose life and life more abundantly, and that he will unite with his sister. We cancel the assignment of separatism, of division. Devil, that family curse, that generational curse is destroyed. We put an axe to the root of it in the name of Jesus. Devil, you cannot use her brother to bring about disunity. You cannot use any family member. And I thank you as we lock in agreement with Jackie for the turnaround, for the breakthrough, for the restoration. And devil, because you were stupid enough to touch her family again, we speak the word of Proverbs 6:31, that when the thief is found, he has to give it back sevenfold. So we speak the sevenfold restoration of this relationship in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Caleb. We cancel the assignment of voices, of relationships, of getting in communion with anything and anyone that is not of you, God. Devil, you cannot have Caleb. He is a seed that belongs to Jesus. Now, Father, we cancel and sever at the root an unholy, unhealthy, ungodly appetite that may be in Caleb's spirit right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you're honoring a grandmother's prayer and that you are turning around what would happen for evil. You're turning it around for good. We pray for Deborah Jackson, breast cancer. You're a name, and you must bow. Not will you bow, you must bow to the name of Jesus. We send the word like the centurion soldier said, speak the word only. We send the word to Deborah right now from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We speak a trespassing of every unclean, unholy spirit of the cancerous cells. You must go now in the name of Jesus. Turn it around, God. Do a miracle. Father, we thank you for Garland Jackson with the knee surgery and the complications that had come about. Father, we just thank you that you are restoring, and we speak healing to his body, to his knee. Paying your name, and you must also bow to the name of Jesus. And, Father, where it had not healed correctly, we thank you for restoration. We thank you for complete healing, and not the same, but better than before. Peace to his spirit through the process. Father, thank you for the love that Candy has for her brother in the Lord. So I just thank you that you're healing his body. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and celebrate what you're doing with Sharon's boss, that he's come through this surgery with your hand on his body. We thank you that the brain tumor was a name that had to bow to the name of Jesus. We continue to speak total restoration to his body, to his family. Now, we thank you for the surgery that Sharon's father will go under on Monday. Father, you are the great surgeon general. You are the one that has all the operations in your hand. So I speak now that every doctor, nurse, aide, anesthesiologist, anyone, everyone who comes in and out of that room during his surgery will have your hands, will be anointed by you, will have your conciseness to do and to operate, and that we call it successful now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for our prayer warrior and her mother, her grandmother, Mother Beatrice at 91 on gout. You're a name, and you must bow to the name of Jesus. We cancel your assignment on Mother Beatrice. Now, Father, you've been blessing her with 91 years young, but there's still more and more that you have for her to do. So you speak health and healing to her body, a quick turnaround in the name of Jesus. Father, we're calling out Mother Ida Payton, Minister Willis' mother, and we just continue to send the word of healing in Chicago to her mother's body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. We just speak the healing virtue of God to be released even right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just thank you for the spoken and the unspoken prayer requests. We continue to lift up the Cool family and send peace to Malachi. We send the peace of God to Joseph. Now, right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that Naima, and that she's going home feeling better and healed and whole. And we continue to speak peace to the Prather family for the two-year-old death of their daughter from SIDS. And as she, the mother, has another child in her womb, we speak this baby healed and whole and a safe, healthy delivery, but peace to her mother as she walks through this time and this season. Oh, Father, we thank you that yesterday was an awesome day for Kalon as he celebrated 16 years of life, and we continue to celebrate with Miss Tiffany as she's been in Proverbs 21 mother, at 31 mother, and has been such a living example of holiness and virtue for her son. We thank you, Father, that you are doing the exceeding abundantly above in all of our lives. We lift up Willie Singleton to you. Cancer is a name, and it must bow to the name of Jesus. Death, we cancel your assignment against Willie Singleton right now. Father, I just pray for the family's willingness to use these products. We thank you for a miracle in her body, a testimony of your faithfulness and your goodness. As we seal this time of intercession, as we decree and declare that these prayers have been heard and answered, we don't wait even till the battle's over. We are shouting and praising and thanking you even right now. We thank you for the praise reports that are going to come because we've locked in agreement. You said in Deuteronomy 32 and that 30th verse that one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. Oh, there's many more on this line right now. And as we are in one mind, one spirit, and on one accord, we thank you that you're going to do the exceeding abundantly above more than we can ask or think, because all your dunamis power as we walk in your exousia authority is operating in our lives. So we decree and declare to the heavens that it is done, and it is so. And we seal it by the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare it's done in the name of Jesus. And we celebrate this time of thanksgiving. We celebrate family, friends, and loved ones. We celebrate our artist family, our TMC, our MMC family. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We go out rejoicing, knowing that you are leading, guiding, providing, and protecting us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go out and have a wonderful weekend, this Thanksgiving weekend. And we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Have a blessed one. We love you. We appreciate you. We celebrate you. Bye-bye.